any issues?
Look good. Looks good. Sunday? I think so, yep. Looks good, unless something comes up between now and then. He looks like he's ready to go.
What was the main thing you wanted to see out of him this week, and he passed that with flying colors?
Yeah, he did. I think, I knew he'd be confident. I knew he'd feel good. We knew all those things going in, and he handled the game plan well, which, again, we thought he would. Moved around well. His reactions were good. Just things you look for to see if someone's kind of limited in any way where we felt that he wouldn't be able to play at the level he needs to physically, and we didn't see any of that. And like I said yesterday, we had some very competitive practices with pads on against the defense, you know, ones-on-ones. We passed with 2 minute and pass periods and I got a win situation. So yeah, he handled it well, and he didn't look like he was worried in any way about his health, and shied away from anything and was stepping into his throws. And so all the things you want to see, I think that's what you want, the best you can in practice. We saw it, and so there's no reason to think he can't play at a high level on Sunday.
How will everybody else be listed? How will Jake be listed, and how will everybody else be listed?
I'm assuming Jake's is probable. The only guys out would be
DB
and Finale, yeah. Those two guys would be out, and then everyone else would probably question. Who else do we have on there?
Bailey.
Campbell. Bailey be questionable. Campbell questionable.
McCarthy
questionable.
Britt.
Britt probable.
Stingley.
Questionable.
Werner.
Yeah. Probable.
Witherspoon.
Questionable.
Right.
This list is too long. Probable.
Yeah. And did you have to add Nate to it? Or
no, he just, well, did we add him to illness?
Limited.
Wouldn't feel good. Kind of felt a little sick at the end of practice.
But you're okay.
He should be fine.
You just say probable there.
Yeah. He just missed the end of the last period. He did everything until then. Just didn't feel well.
Did you intentionally try to maybe up the tempo or add a little bit more enthusiasm in practice this week, or would just... Did that just kind of come about on its own?
I think we always were similar. I think that's why I've been saying I think these guys have practiced hard. That's why last week, again, I thought we had good practice last week. I never thought we'd come out and turn the ball over the way we did last week. So that's why those things, just don't know when they're going to happen or why. I thought this week is another example of their mindset and what they know they got to accomplish. And the only way to do that is by having good practices, which, again, I feel they did. I thought the periods we've had have been similar and just competitive, and it was good to see. I thought it was good. I think we're as ready as we're going to be to play, and we got to go on the road and win a big game this weekend.
Do you need to? I mean, I obviously always want to get off to a good start, but how much would it help you if you're able to start fast and maybe get a little momentum, a little confidence early in the game?
We need it. I mean, I think when you're coming off two losses, you want good things to happen early, just because of last week fumbled on the first play after a big gain. It could have been just, you know, that game last week. I mean, that could have been a first and 10 in midfield and could have been a whole different game, or like we did, we turned it over. So we just had to come out and not worry about that happening, and don't worry about those type of things. I don't think we will. We're not really that kind of team. And I think we will come out and play well and make plays, and I think we're excited about that. And again, we know we got a break afterwards, so we need to lay it all on the line and get all we got and find a way to win.
I mean, is the bye week after a distraction anyway, or is it some guys that you have to be?
You make sure it's not. I mean, we talked about the bye 2-3 weeks ago, so they knew their schedule and what our plan was, and, you know, especially being at the last one, being so late, we kind of talked about what my thinking was on it, why we're going to do it the way we're doing it, so they can plan for the time they were going to have off, assuming they weren't injured in any way. So I think they realize now they're focusing now, and they will, and that'll be, you know, something they'll think about on Monday and Tuesday. But I think now they know how important this game is to us, and not just wins, losses, but just us as a team to come out and play the way we know we're capable of playing after last week's game of letting the game get away from us the way we do with turnovers and playing so sloppy. So there's a lot of reasons to play well, and I think we will.
Mike, you got a lot of receivers that have made good plays at times. You got Cook and Washington. A lot of guys were capable. Would you like to see a little bit better, like, hierarchy or first option, second option, third option, like you see with some teams like the Colts with Reggie Wayne? Is clearly their one guy. Is it defining roles? Is that an issue right now with you guys?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, you want guys to – I mean, you're trying to keep your best guys on the field. You want those guys to make plays. You want Jared to get as many balls as he can, and Nate and Kenny and Kendall, mixing in. We're doing a lot more three wide. So in their own way, they're having success. I know they all want the ball more, just like CJ. I think CJ, now that he's running better, is taking plays away from them also because we're handing the ball off more than we did the first part of the season. But I think it's good and bad. It's like last year when you knew you only had certain guys, they knew they were going to get the balls in certain plays. Now we're rotating more. So there's pluses and minuses to it. But I think the good thing is we have a lot of weapons and ways to make plays. And I think they're gaining confidence. And, you know, we had to switch from one quarterback to the next, now back to the other. So I think some of that's a transition, too, for those guys. So hopefully this will be a smooth transition on Sunday.
Talked a little bit earlier this week about Deuce Latu and kind of a little, I think you said a little energy he brings. Can you maybe expand on that a little bit?
It's just personality. I think everyone's different. You know, he enjoys. I mean, he's more of a vocal guy, and he's been that way. Like I said, we coached him in the Senior Bowl. So I coached him in the Senior Bowl, so I was around him then, and I always thought he was fun to be around then. I thought he just brought another energy to the team, not necessarily just the offensive line, in his own way. And so, you know, when he was available and we were looking for a backup, I thought he'd be a great fit for us. And he has been, and, you know, I didn't think he'd be playing as he is, but he is. And so I think he just, like I said, everyone's a little different in the way they do things. It's not good or bad that someone else isn't that way, but I think you have to look for all the benefits of having, you know, what happened, have a lineman be replaced, and the fact that he came out last year. He's confident, and I think when guys don't know you, like you're a new guy here, and you see how he comes across as being very confident in what he does, and I think they saw that in how he played last week.
Is it nice to have, like, probably the O-lineman you guys have, or maybe not necessarily the most vocal guys in the world, is it nice to have him balance?
Yeah, he is. I mean, I think I think the same way in Bruce's room. I think you want to have someone that's that talks more, you know, they have a little fun with them. He has a good sense of humor. You need that. I think that just adds to your building and to your roster and obviously to that room because you have different personalities now. So, I think it's been helpful. I think it will continue to help those guys. And hopefully, again, we need them to play well this week. This is a good defense, so we need them up front to play very well.
The first native of Tonga that you've ever coached, as far as you know?
Yeah, I think he was talking to I think that was half the fun last week for them, even though the game wasn't going our way. I think there's a D lineman in Chicago that he was having dialogue with throughout the game, and I think that added a little different tone to the game. But he's just a fun guy that enjoys what he does, and he's good at what he does.
What was the guy saying?
I don't think anyone knew, but they were all laughing because I think both sides of the ball was enjoying it. They were just—I don't know what they knew. I don't even know if they knew what they were saying. They just were enjoying the attention, I think.
Who's mainly responsible for weight? Does he move from side to side? Does he line up on?
He's going to be mainly over on Stewart.
Okay.
He'll be mainly a left defensive end for the most part. I mean, they'll move him around at times. Kind of like Peppers, you know, was, but he's predominantly on our right hand side.
Is that rare sometimes that you face the other team's best pass rusher coming from that side as opposed to?
Yeah, it's you usually have the open side guy, but they, you know, I think some guys just perform better. He obviously is performing very well from that edge, more so than I think when we play him. Yeah, I think he's pretty, and he'll move around some because obviously they know, kind of like how the guys that, you know, Mathis has always kind of been the guy on the left, and Freeney on the right. I think it's kind of what they've done with him, and he's having success. So I think you don't mess with it when he's doing well, and so I'm not. You know, I'll say that he'll probably be on Roos all day, but from what we expect, he'll be over on Dave, and you know, be a good matchup for Dave.
What's Randy Starks doing maybe differently than he did when he was here?
I think he's doing a whole lot. I think he really just grew into the position, understands it well. I thought he always had a good pass rush. He's a guy that can stand the field. He's like Casey is for us. He could play every down. He's had a Pro Bowl year in the past, a couple years back, and he has that kind of talent. And he's lasted long and has done a nice job in their system. And I don't know how many years now he's been there, but he's done very well for them. And he's playing well, and he rushes the passer well. And he's another guy you have to watch. And you have those two on the same side. They run stunts very well together, and they've helped each other have success with getting to the quarterback.
Sometimes when things aren't going well, in this case at home, can it be a good thing to take the team out on the road?
Yeah, what does? I mean, I think it does. It gets you away from all the – it's just more distraction when you're not winning. There's distraction at home anyway just from people coming to visit and wanting to go to the games, and you have a house full of people. And, you know, you always wonder as a coach, it's always – you get – even when any away game, it's nicer when you get away just because you get away from all those things. But the road brings its own distractions. But, I think in this case, we had two at home, which I never thought we would have lost both. We lost one that, you know, in overtime, which was there, and then the one last week obviously was, to me, a really freak game the way that worked out. But hopefully, we'll have a lot of Titan fans down there making a lot of noise on the road for us in Miami.